It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Well, I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't know if it's because the Tigers are in such a miserable role right now in the right. Wrong direction with all the losing they've been doing, or if it's that about, I don't know, we're just really excited about the Detroit Lions. But in any case, we're already thinking football. And one of the things that, did you hear, Mark, that the Lions, of course, you watched them in Hard Knocks last year, right?
Oh, yeah, sure did. Yeah.
It was great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool and great promotion for the Lions. Made them very likable, relatable. And, I think a lot of people were rooting for the underdog Lions. And certainly in the last half of last season, they emerged as a lot more than an underdog. Maybe a little too late, but boy, are we excited about the upcoming season, an improved team, a more confident team, certainly, and should be a really great season. By the way, kicking off at Kansas City, huh? How about that?
That's going to be a good one.
That is indeed. Lots of fun. We hope, anyway. You know, every time we buy into those Lions, well, we're not even going to go there, but you know what I mean. Well, this year, they turned down Hard Knocks. I don't know if that's because psychologically and in their own view of themselves, they've moved on from viewing themselves as a Hard Knocks team, and instead they see themselves as legit. But in any case, Michael Spath joining us to bring us the story. Michael, tell us about the Detroit Lions and the fact that they turned down Hard Knocks this season.
Jeff, probably the most interesting thing I saw this week about the Detroit Lions, and here's what's something remarkable, is the Detroit Lions are now a conversation piece that we are having as Detroit fans every single week because of the expectations and the hype for the 2023 season. Anyway, let me get back to my original point here. Hard pass on Hard Knocks. Remember last summer, before the Lions really got going, before they won their 9 games, before Dan Campbell and this group, Brad Holmes, was considered kind of like the savants that they are now, they went on HBO's Hard Knocks, and we got to see this inside view of who the Detroit Lions were before the 2022 season. Had a lot of fun. There were so many great one-liners. We saw, you know, the way that Deuce Staley was coaching the running backs hard, and it was a blast to watch. Well, this time around, HBO enjoyed it so much and they had such good ratings for it that they asked the Detroit Lions to appear again on Hard Knocks. This is almost like being asked to appear on the cover of the Madden video game back-to-back years. And I don't know about you, but this took me as a little bit of a surprise, Jeff, that they said no, they were not interested in appearing on HBO this year. And why is that? Well, because I think you can argue that last year it was all about messaging and trying to convince both their fans and the national public, like who they were. And now they don't need any convincing. People are hyped for the Detroit Lions. I mean, this is as excited as I've been about the Detroit Lions in, I'm 43 years old, maybe my entire life. I would argue, Jeff, probably in you're quite a bit older than me. I'm just kidding. I mean, just a few years older than me, but probably most excited that you've been in your life. They just finished OTAs, kind of like they're involuntary. They're supposed to be their mini camp, and the excitement and the hype for their rookie draft class, Sam LaPorta, the tight end from Iowa, Jamar Gibbs, the running back from Alabama, Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa. I mean, they are really excited about this group. We've heard from Jared Goff this offseason, and he's got a swagger about him. We've heard from Amon-Ra St. Brown, and certainly his crazy expectations for the year. But the Lions are, every single week, there's another person coming out and predicting the Lions not just to win the NFC North, which has been weakened by the loss of Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. Also, Dalvin Cook is out in Minnesota, 4 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, and they've gotten rid of him. The Vikings seem to be in a rebuilding mold. The Chicago Bears are always in rebuilding modes. But not only are people picking the Lions to win the NFC North, but they're also picking them to compete with the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers for best in class in the entire NFC. I'm still trying to grasp that. I'm still trying to think like, hey, if they just win a playoff game, I would be excited this season. But the reality is there's expected to be this exponential growth for the Detroit Lions this season. And that exponential growth has them competing for the NFC Championship, competing, not only getting a playoff victory, but hosting a playoff game and potentially even having a bye in the first round of the playoffs. And what it would be like at Ford Field to host a playoff game in nowadays, like late January. And it would just be so much fun. And so I think everybody in the Detroit area is buying into the energy and the enthusiasm for what the Detroit Lions could be this year. And I think this is just one more indication, this pass on HBO's Hard Knocks, that the Detroit Lions are serious. They're not looking at this as like, hey, we're just trying to be the feel-good team of 2023. They view themselves as a serious contender. And a serious contender, and you know, I'd have to go back through like all the years that HBO Hard Knocks has done this, but you don't see the Kansas City Chiefs, you don't see, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, you don't see the teams, the Buffalo Bills, that are supposed to win the championships. You don't see them doing HBO's Hard Knocks because they want to be focused on the task at hand in front of them in late July and in August. And that's getting themselves ready to come out of the gates and just, you know, run through their first six, seven games. Put themselves in a great position that they're leading their divisions, put themselves in great positions that they are one of the top two seeds in the playoffs. That's what the Lions are trying to do here. So there won't be any inside view of the Detroit Lions on HBO this year. And that's okay, because it just means that, you know, all the news we're going to get from the local Detroit media, from this station, from hopefully from us. But this is a feeling that this is real. Right? Like the Detroit Lions are for real. And man, I think all of us, all Detroit sports fans, all Detroit Lions fans are still pinching ourselves a little bit. Is this, should we be waking up? Is this a fantasy? Is this a dream that we're having? Or is this real life? And Jeff, it's real life.
All right. Well, no doubt an exciting Detroit Lions season ahead. We're fully bought in, Michael Spath. It'll be really exciting. Okay. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.